Macroeconomics, Chapter 15, Monetary Policy and Banking Regulation. Bank run. When depositors race to the bank to withdraw their deposits for fear that otherwise they would be lost. Basic quantity equation of money. Money supply times velocity equals nominal GDP. Central bank. Institution which conducts a nation's monetary policy and regulates its banking system. Contractionary or tight monetary policy. A monetary policy that reduces the supply of money and loans. Countercyclical. Moving in the opposite direction of the business cycle of economic downturns and upswings. Deposit insurance. An insurance system that makes sure depositors in a bank do not lose their money, even if the bank goes bankrupt. Discount rate. The interest rate charged by the central bank on the loans that it gives to other commercial banks. Excess reserves. Reserves banks hold that exceed the legally mandated limit. Expansionary monetary policy. A monetary policy that increases the supply of money and the quantity of loans. Federal funds rate. The interest rate at which one bank lends funds to another bank overnight. Inflation targeting. A rule that the central bank is required to focus only on keeping inflation low. Lender of last resort. An institution that provides short-term emergency loans in conditions of financial crisis. Loose monetary policy. A monetary policy that increases the supply of money and the quantity of loans. Open market operations. The central bank selling or buying treasury bonds to influence the quantity of money and the level of interest rates. Quantitative easing, K. The purchase of long-term government and private mortgage-backed securities by central banks to make credit available in hopes of stimulating aggregate demand. Reserve requirement. The percentage amount of its total deposits that a bank is legally obligated to either hold as cash in their vault or deposit with the central bank. Tight monetary policy. See contractionary monetary policy. Velocity. The speed with which money circulates through the economy, calculated as the nominal GDP divided by the money supply.